Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. Copyright Burlington Books, 2009. Chapter 1. The Man in the Churchyard. Our story starts in a churchyard, one dark, windy evening in England in the 19th century. It was Christmas Eve, and a seven-year-old boy, Pip, was in the churchyard, looking at his parents' graves. It was Christmas, but Pip was feeling very sad about his life. He didn't have loving parents to give him presents on this special day. Pip's mother and father died when he was very young, so he didn't remember them. Pip lived with his older sister, Mrs. Gargery, and her husband, Joe, and they were the only parents he knew. On this special evening, Pip was looking at his parents' graves, and he began to cry. Suddenly, he heard a loud and terrifying voice shout, "Stop crying!" A man appeared from behind one of the graves.
"Be quiet, or I'll kill you,"
he said in an aggressive voice. Then the man came nearer, and Pip could see him very clearly. He was dressed in old grey clothes and broken shoes. He had a big iron chain around his leg, and a rag around his head. He was wet and covered in mud, and he looked very frightening.
"Please don't kill me, sir," Pip said in terror.
"What's your name, boy?"
the man asked, looking at Pip.
"Pip, sir,"
answered Pip, trembling.
"Where do you live?"
the man asked. Pip pointed in the direction of the village. It was about 1 kilometre from the church. The man then lifted Pip up, turned him upside down, and emptied his pockets. In one of Pip's pockets, there was a small piece of bread. The man put Pip on a gravestone and ate the bread hungrily.
"You're nice and fat," the man said. "I'm so hungry that I want to eat you."
"Oh, please, please don't eat me,"
Pip said, trying not to cry.
"Where's your mother?" the man asked.
"Over there, sir," said Pip.
He pointed to one of the graves.
"And my father is next to her."
"Then who do you live with?"
the man asked.
"If I decide to let you live."
"I live with my sister, Mrs. Gargery, and her husband, Joe, the blacksmith,"
Pip answered in a frightened voice.
"A blacksmith, you say?"
the man said, looking at the iron chain on his leg. Suddenly, he approached Pip and looked into his eyes.
"I'm trying to decide if I'll let you live," he said. "Tell me, boy, has the blacksmith got a file?"
"Yes, sir,"
Pip answered.
"And have you got food and drink in your house?" the man asked.
"Yes, sir,"
Pip answered again.
"Go home and get me a file and some food and drink," the man said. "Bring them to me here tomorrow morning, and don't tell anyone you've seen me, because if you do, I'll take your heart and liver and eat them for dinner. So, what do you say to that?"
"All right, I'll get the things and I'll come back tomorrow morning,"
Pip promised.
"Now say, 'God make me dead if I don't bring those things,'" the man ordered.
"God make me dead if I don't bring those things," Pip repeated after him.
"Remember everything I've told you and go home immediately," the man said.
The man was trembling from the cold, and he put his arms around his body to get warm. He began walking away slowly. Pip watched him and saw it was very difficult for him to walk with the heavy iron chain on his leg. It seemed he might fall at any moment. Finally, the man began to climb over the low cemetery wall with great effort. Then he turned and looked at Pip. Pip quickly ran home to the village. He looked back once and saw the man walking slowly in the direction of the river. For a minute, Pip felt very sad for him. But the moment passed, and the terror returned. Pip ran all the way home without stopping.